Matthew chapter 15. Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, who were from Jerusalem, saying, "Why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread." But he answered and said unto them, "Why do you also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, Honor your father and mother, and, he that curses father or mother, let him die the death. But you say, Whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, It is a gift devoted to God, whatsoever you might have received from me, and honors not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have you made the commandment of God void by your tradition. You hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, These people draw near unto me with their mouth, and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." And he called the multitude, and said unto them, "Hear, and understand. Not that which goes into the mouth defiles a man, but that which comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man." Then came his disciples, and said unto him, "Know you that the Pharisees were offended, after they heard this saying?" But he answered and said, "Every plant, which my heavenly Father has not planted, shall be rooted up. Let them alone, they are blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind led the blind, both shall fall into the ditch." Then answered Peter and said unto him, "Declare unto us this parable." And Jesus said, "Are you also yet without understanding? Do you not yet understand, that whatsoever enters in at the mouth goes into the belly, and is cast out into the drain? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands defiles not a man." Then Jesus went from there, and departed into the regions of Tyre and Sidon. And, behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same regions, and cried unto him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, you son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with a demon." But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, "Send her away, for she cries after us." But he answered and said, "I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Then came she and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help me." But he answered and said, "It is not right to take the children's bread, and cast it to dogs." And she said, "True, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered and said unto her, "O woman, great is your faith, be it unto you even as you will." And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. And Jesus departed from there, and came near unto the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain, and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and put them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. So that the multitude wondered, when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Then Jesus called his disciples unto him, and said, "I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days, and have nothing to eat, and I will not send them away without food, lest they faint in the way." And his disciples said unto him, "From where should we have so much bread in the wilderness, as to fill so great a multitude?" And Jesus said unto them, "How many loaves have you?" And they said, 7, and a few little fishes." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves and the fishes, and gave thanks, and broke them, and gave to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat, and were filled, and they took up of the broken pieces that were left 7 baskets full. And they that did eat were 4,000 men, besides women and children. And he sent away the multitude, and embarked in the ship, and came into the region of Magdala.